From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. Nelson Mandela, the former South African president and global human rights icon, has died at home in South Africa at the age of 95. He'd battled a lung infection for months in hospital from which he never recovered. Nelson Mandela! For weeks, South Africans maintained a vigil outside the hospital in Pretoria. From there, FSN's South Africa Bureau Chief Gary Alfonso.
This is the news for which South Africans had been braced, but its announcement is still a shock for a nation that Nelson Mandela led out of white minority rule and into a new multicultural dispensation. Jailed for 27 years by the apartheid government, he emerged from the experience a towering figure at home and on the world stage. Now the mourning begins, along with the preparations for a funeral that will mark the passing of a global icon.
Nelson Mandela was released from jail on February the 11th, 1990. It was the first time he'd been seen in public since the Rivonia treason trial of the 1960s. That night, the leader of the African National Congress addressed 50,000 supporters from the balcony of Cape Town City Hall.
Our march to freedom is irreversible. We must not allow fear to stand in our way.
He went on to negotiate a peaceful democratic transition in South Africa, and on May the 10th, 1994, gave his inaugural address as the country's first black president.
There is no easy road to freedom. We know it well that none of us acting alone can achieve success. We must therefore act together as a united people for national reconciliation, for nation building, for the birth of a new world.
Nelson Mandela is being mourned worldwide. Former U.S. Secretary of State James Baker was the first senior American official to meet with him after his release from jail.
I was struck really by the man's courage and dedication and stature. He really filled up that room.
The supermodel Naomi Campbell worked closely with Nelson Mandela in the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund.
We spoke about everything from boyfriends to life, and you know, I asked him why he wanted to meet me. He said, just because I know you'll spread the word.
And the actor Morgan Freeman played Nelson Mandela in the film Invictus.
I think Madiba's legacy is going to be one of endurance. It's a step above Martin Luther King's. Martin Luther King's legacy is that phrase, we shall overcome. I think Madiba's is, we can overcome.
Nelson Mandela will be buried in a family cemetery in the rural village of Kunu in South Africa's Eastern Cape. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. More memories now of Nelson Mandela, and in the 1960s, London became the headquarters for the global anti-apartheid movement. FSN's London correspondent Natalie Powell spoke to members of the movement about Mandela's life and legacy.
The group consisted of exiled ANC members and their UK supporters. London landmark Trafalgar Square became synonymous with both the AAM and the ANC as mass rallies were held there. For those involved in these demonstrations, like the MP Frank Dobson, Nelson Mandela leaves behind a substantial legacy.
He got up and said, "Hello, Frank, it's good to see you again." And I'm pretty sure the "again" came from the briefing. But he then put his hand on my shoulder and said, "You do remember me, don't you?"
While back in London, the ANC had many active supporters during the apartheid years who remained fiercely proud of the role they played in supporting Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela had a huge impact on everyone he met, and even after he left the South African presidency, devoted his remaining years to humanitarian causes, including the battle against HIV/AIDS and the campaign against global poverty. We finish with two memories of Mandela from golfer Ernie Els and singer Youssou N'Dour.
I'm a white kid from a middle-class background, and obviously we know how many poor black people we have in South Africa, and there was a lot of violence going on, a lot of insecurities going on in the country, and you know, the country's come through it in a great way. The help of Nelson Mandela and his vision has really saved the country.
To be a politician, go more than 20 years in prison, come in, get the power, get out the power, and continue to fight is great. His process is never going to happen again, I'm sure.
From Feature Story News, I'm Simon Marks.